Mr. President.
I was trying to get Wilbur Mills, but you heard we got the vote in the House.
Did we get it? I didn't hear.
Oh, is it 221 to 163, an enormous victory.
Isn't that marvelous?
So that puts it through. That put the spurs to the Senate. I'm going to meet with the senators on Thursday morning to kick them in the ass again. They won't pass it, but nevertheless, we have a chance. We have a chance.
All right, that makes it our issue and puts it right on the. I'd love to put it right, the monkey right on the Senate.
Yeah, it isn't one that people understand, spending ceilings and the rest, but we'll try to put it in terms of fighting to keep taxes down and spending down and prices down and so forth.
Well, I think you made the case last Saturday as well as it could be made. The spending ceiling people don't understand.
Not at all.
They're against big government spending.
Right. We've got to put it in terms that this is a vote against high taxes.
That's right.
That's what really, if you could call a few people that want to comment, this is a vote against high taxes. The Senate should now vote against high taxes. It's a whole line, Chuck.
Yes, sir, it is. No question.
Incidentally, when you talked to me earlier, I hadn't heard the report in the governing. I heard but one little blip, and that, is he going to send that asshole Shriver to Hanoi?
Yes, sir.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. That's enough to piss the whole thing right off.
I think so. I think he lost tonight. It's so damn close to it. It's very hard.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't make it. Not that many saw it. But the main point is that our people should really demolish the son of a bitch. He wants to impose a communist government. That's the term it's got to use. He's on South Vietnam. He wants to then have nothing to do but to beg for the release of our prisoners.
Yep.
He leaves no alternative, and it's a complete surrender, defeat.
Oh, it is. Well, it's unconditional surrender and unconditional amnesty, because he said in the speech, which is unbelievable to me, he said that I would let all of our people come home who, as a matter of conscience, could not go to Vietnam and fight.
Put him in the Peace Corps. Is that what he would do?
No, hell no. He said, if I were they, I would volunteer for 2 years' service at the nominal...
oh, Christ.
If I were they.
If I were they. Friend, for God's sake, what about those poor 404 million and a half poor bastards that didn't have any rich parents?
That's right.
And the rest who didn't go to college and didn't bug out? What about the 50,000 that lost their poor lives?
Exactly right.
Oh, I just hope you get... I think some of the unions... How about getting Fitzsimmons to take them on this?
Oh, God, you should see what Fitzsimmons said today.
Did he hit him?
Yes, sir. Fitzsimmons, Gleason, Ken Lyons, and... let's see, we got one other... Oh, Jesse Calhoun.
Yeah, what'd they say?
Oh, Jesse Calhoun said George McGovern's incredible willingness to parrot the Hanoi Lion in Vietnam makes him one of the greatest American sellout artists in history. Tonight he's going to run another one of his so-called peace plans up the blindfold to see how many hippies draft out to gay liberation is saluted.
Great.
It's easy to predict what banners he's going to raise. Topmost will be the white flag of surrender, then the Viet Cong colors, and on the bottom the stars and stripes upside down.
That's the way to hit it. Mm.
Oh, God. Well, of course, Gleason just calls him a traitor. So.
That's all right. Well, basically, he is. This fellow now has crossed across the front. Here's Kissinger over there. He knows he's not there, you know, looking at the sights of Paris. And this really is a saboteur of the negotiations. I mean, if I were the enemy, I'd just fold up and go home, even the long chance that nothing's going to happen.
Well, the labor leaders today really jumped on him, and they'll...
I hope they get a little play.
Well, I think they will. As a matter of fact, Ken Lyons was the first one to move on the wires about 5 o'clock tonight. He called on all networks cancel the appearance on the grounds that it was such a horrible thing to do to the country at this time, and he got some mileage out of that. I think Gleason will also, because Gleason did.
Right. I said, you got to call for action or make a charge or something to make the news.
He says that he should be awarded the Lenin Peace Prize. Typical Teddy Gleason.
That's great, though.
Oh, it is. It is. He said... Jane Fonda knows exactly what McGovern as president would do to the U.S. Army as well as the honor of this country. 17 million free people of South Vietnam.
That's just anyway, I just want to know.
Tomorrow can have some fun with this. My own feeling was that we're so damn close to it that it's awful hard to tell. Is that anybody who stayed through the whole half hour is either deeply involved in the campaign as we are or is a confirmed McGovern supporter, because after the first 10 minutes he just was groaning. It was professionally done from a television standpoint.
Oh, sure.
You know, it was the color was good, the background was good, the camera work was good.
Sure, that doesn't make any difference unless you got something to say.
Absolutely not a part. What he was saying was, we're going to There wasn't one word of criticism in that whole goddamn half hour of Hanoi. And it was all of what a horrible thing it is for us to be doing all this bombing, these tiny band of peasant guerrillas. My God, they're the 13th Armored Division. Oh, it's Vietnamese. South Vietnamese. He's talking about a tiny band of peasants.
Oh, Christ. I know.
Really?
I know. Well, I just think this, though, and don't let the domestic council crowd drive off of this. I want them to slaughter him on this point.
We're going to go after him.
They've really got to go after him as being, you know, the sellout. It'll help solidify the labor support, but crack him. And don't get the view that, well, this is going to raise the Vietnam issue. Harris would disagree on this, but Harris is wrong on this because he's wrong on this issue.
Well, I think that's right. Harris thinks that the Vietnam issue is a winner for us. He just thinks that we should be exploiting.
Yeah, but Harris basically, his constituency is wrong on this issue. You know what I mean? The Jews and the rest.
Well,
but God damn it, we really ought to hit this.
Well, the one place I think there are several places where we can hit it. Number one, he hasn't said a thing against Hanoi.
Right.
Number two, he said Cambodia and Laos, they were living in peace until you invaded them.
We invaded them?
Yeah.
God damn it, the North Vietnamese invaded them.
Of course. And I think the American people are too smart for this. I really do. I'm sending Shriver to Hanoi, my God, withdrawing all of our troops, getting out of Thailand.
Stopping all aid.
Stopping all aid. Taking back all salvageable military equipment. I gave you, Scott, a good statement tonight that you used it, saying that, you know, you might as well disarm the South Vietnamese to make it easier for the North Vietnamese to come in and mess.
Good God.
Incredible. And then he compares himself to Pierre Mendes France.
Mendes France, who was a sellout artist of the first water. No, we're no good.
The American people do not like to be compared with the French, who have a bad reputation.
You can say Mendes France was a disaster for France.
Oh, yeah. Well, he said, I will be the same as Mendes France. I will bring peace in 5 weeks, as he did for the French. And I think people, Americans, don't like to be compared with the other countries.
But you understand, don't let anybody drive you off this. Now, I know that you'll get it. You'll get the heat in the morning. You're going to, I don't know who from, but...
No, I'll get somebody.
But just say, I've decided it. This, as a matter of moral principle, we've got to make this an issue.
Okay.
And hit it right in the nose.
Well, I think there's two parts to it. One is the sellout to the communists, which is...
That's the most important.
Well, that's devastating.
He would impose a communist sellout to the... surrender to the communists, raising the white flag, and also, how do you get our POW... All you have with the POWs is to have, if you withdraw all the forces, quit the bombing. All you've got is to go beg the bastards.
Well, he says that,
and there are still 15,000 French ethnics that have never been accounted for.
Says the French got all of their prisoners back.
Oh, bullshit.
Mel Laird will kick the hell out of them.
Well, make sure that Mel knows that a Frenchman, like a Filipino, is an American, right?
That's right. Exactly.
So is a South Vietnamese or a North Vietnamese American. I mean, a Frenchman.
Mel loves this. He'll bang this one right out of the ballpark. He's all primed to go. He's got a press conference. He's going to announce it's 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Talked to him tonight. I didn't talk to him. I talked to Bill Bush.
That's right.
He's just all primed. He wants to really hit this guy very, very hard. He's mad over this. And Mel is very good when he goes after him. He'll go after him also on the amnesty question.
Right. Hit amnesty.
Oh, sure.
Hit POWs. That he would abandon our POWs.
Yep.
He would have, when have they showed any concern for POWs after exploiting the three that they have in a shameful way? How can we leave that, the future of our POWs to these barbarians?
Oh, savages.
And then he goes on, amnesty, POW, and imposing a communist government in South Vietnam and defeat.
That's right.
Those are the items.
They are. And, well, as I say, I've got to call Simlinger in about 3 hours because he'll start getting reactions to this. But
I'm not sure that many people heard it.
No, I'm not sure that either.
But it'll be only 1/4 of the audience at most.
Yeah, that's right. He won't get more than 1/4. And as a matter of fact, I will bet that the only hardcore partisans, which they for the whole half hour, is an awfully long time to listen to someone just drone on, as he does. It's sort of a monotone. Not so when you're talking about something that's...
we're announcing something.
Or a national crisis or
mm-hmm.
something important happening. But this was a speech delivered in very low-key fashion, and it would have gotten very dull for me were I not involved in intimately involved in...
Well, it'll get And don't let our little boys get excited, because the Times and the Post will give it a hell of a play tomorrow.
Oh, sure, they'll pick up
the hell with it.
Second coming.
They'll go out of that. That's right.
So, but we'll just, no, I think this is an opportunity. Every one of these things I view as an opportunity.
That's right.
I just whack this
that's
son
right.
of a bitch right back.
That's right. That's right, because he is a son of a bitch. And
we have to keep him on the defensive. It's the name
that's
of
right.
the game. When you
that's right.
candidate of the majority party who is getting as low ranking as he is in the polls, that just means you have to keep that son of a bitch down.
Keep him down. Keep him defending.
Right.
Don't worry about martyrdom.
That's right. Oh,
just crack him.
No, this guy cannot be martyred. I'm absolutely convinced of that.
Particularly, you know, the another thing I think is sort of it's a small thing, relatively, but where he has his wife attacking, too, that's a silly goddamn thing.
Yes, it is. It is, really, compared with how marvelously Mrs. Nixon has handled herself.
Well, they don't want women in attacking somebody else. They want them, you know, being for their people.
Yep, that's right. And I don't think they want them in discussing foreign policy.
Well, they don't mind having, they want their wives supporting their husbands, but not attacking somebody else when they don't know their ass in first place about it.
That's right, exactly. Which is what a hell of a lot of people think. She's got a little too much of the Eleanor Roosevelt, too,
so.
I think. Well, you're going to have George Wallace saying some nice things about us tomorrow.
About us?
Well,
or him?
About us.
Oh, really?
He's endorsing the entire Democratic ticket in Alabama.
Right.
Snyder just called me tonight. And then when he gets to the, he will say that he's endorsing the entire state ticket. But on the question,
including of course, Sparkman,
which will elect Sparkman. That's the end of one.
But don't you think it does?
Oh yeah, no question.
Yeah.
But he will say that on the question of President, the people of Alabama have expressed their views in the polls, which I have thus far seen, and I too have made up my mind, which is just about as far as we wanted to go, just perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No further. But that.
You think this does cut blunt?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes, sir. Mm. We can't win with Wallace supporting.
Well, there wasn't a damn thing we could do about that, was there?
Oh, hell no. No. This was a decision Wallace had to make by himself, and he did. We've played the game with Wallace completely, but.
Agnew will be in to see him next week, won't he?
I think tomorrow, Mr. President.
Tomorrow, good.
I think he's going in there. I think it's good. It may not. Maybe.
Well, if you have a sweep of 3-1,
that's right.
You never know.
It could very well go right down. Well, it happened in Alabama before. It happened in Mississippi in '64. So it could happen. It's a possibility. But at least I'm a little bit relieved because we did.
Yeah.
Signs.
We've done our job anyway.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I must say that the whole thing is now to keep him on the defensive on this sort of thing. He is just dead wrong in this thing. And as you said, for that whole briefing this morning to go on without one mention of amnesty was unbelievable.
It was. I just
I didn't raise that deliberately. I was just thinking maybe they might.
Well, I was hoping somebody in the room would say it, because it is such a goddamn powerful issue. This guy tonight to say, when the war is ended and our prisoners are home.
Could you put a few people on the amnesty? Oh, how about alerting the VFW people to go on this?
Yeah, this is I think we can get them now to, because of what he said tonight. He said I'd bring them all home. And he said I'd give them all the opportunity to come home. Then, personally, if I were in their position, I would then volunteer for
petition. But leaving it to them?
Yeah, leaving it, oh, sure, completely to them. And then he said, simply to demonstrate that my objection was not to serving the nation, but to participating in a war, which I thought was morally wrong. Well, that's leaving to every individual.
That's right. That's right.
But this particular issue just.
Oh, boy. Boy, let's burn his ass on that.
Real gut issue. Oh,
that's
yeah.
right. 4,500,000 Americans served during the Vietnam War, their country. And he wants to take a few hundred that ran to Canada and let them come home and do what they damn please.
That's right.
Well, they're not going to come back.
One of our labor guys had a marvelous statement today. I think it was Calhoun. Jesus, God, he's rough. He said, as of now, there are only three states that George McGovern can carry: Canada, Sweden, and North Vietnam. But, that's really how these fellows feel. You know, we helped him a little bit with their words, but not a great deal. That's the way these
right, that's good, that's good though. Whatever you helped, that was great, great lingo.
Well, that's
great.
They really do feel this way. I just think you could have...
I would think that on this, you might get old Lovestone in the morning. Meany ought to crack him.
I've already asked for it, and I think he may in the morning.
You think he might? He really should.
Yeah, Meany put out a statement today. It was a damn good one on Vietnam. But I think now with Gleason and Calhoun, and we Paul Hall is going to, we think is going to have one out tomorrow. And I've already asked Lovestone if he would do it. If he could get me.
And Fitz has? Fitz been...
Oh, Fitz's statement was marvelous, yeah. Fitz was a real nut cutter.
Good.
Let's see. Oh, God, yes, he's... Obviously, Senator McGovern isn't giving thought to any of the POW. Yeah, he goes on the POW case, strongly on the POW case.
Right.
And says he's irrational in his hatred of President Nixon, irrational in his hatred of this country. Oh, God. Yeah, these guys don't mince any words. I think I can get, I think we have a shot at getting a speak out tomorrow.
Good. Okay.
So we'll,
what else is new? Anything else new tonight?
No, I don't think so. I had, continuing to get good reports around the country. Rizzo is getting his labor people all lined up. They're having a press conference this week. Philadelphia couldn't be in better shape. They're putting some more heat on the Democrats for their fundraising violations. That may help.
I would sure do that.
Well, we got a pretty good play on that over this weekend. I was surprised that we got quite as much publicity out of that.
We are continuing to dig into that, are we?
Yes, sir. And, of course, McGovern refunded some of the money, as you may have read this weekend.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, some of the money received from overseas, he returned, which was received illegally. We're going after his latest filings to see if there are some more things to toss at him that will at least help blunt the crap that the Washington Post was promoting today, which, of course, the networks picked up tonight.
Well, the networks use it big?
Not too big. They used it, but Daniel Shore was not sure. He's convinced that he keeps coming out off on enough people are going to believe him. The Harris poll did a good play that he's done on NBC. It did.
It did on NBC.
I didn't watch it.
ABC had it last night, so.
ABC had it last night. I did not watch it.
How'd the NBC play it? They play it straight, or is it McGovern gain?
No. Chancellor said that the last 2 weeks McGovern has gained 1 point, and they put it up on the screen showing a 27-point lead. No, they played it. It was played very well.
When Gallup comes out with 25, they may put that as a big lead, a big thing.
I think so.
Or 24. He may shave it a bit. You never know.
But that's still a fairly large. I just think that... the public, they don't follow it quite as closely. I mean, we follow it point to point, but if you said 25-point lead is just mammoth. See, he can now. There can be nothing now for another 10 days that shows any kind of a significant closing, even if there were to be a closing, which I don't think there will be. Nothing for the next 10 days would show it once Gallup is out of the way.
Right.
So the people aren't going to get the feeling that the government...
Momentum. Right.
And what he said tonight, frankly, was really, with the exception of sending Shriver to Hanoi, which to me is a disaster. He didn't say anything that he hasn't said before. So those who stayed through that speech and watched it are the same people who he's had all along. He certainly didn't make any converts out of tonight.
Right. Well, okay.
We'll just keep the pressure on him.